Welcome back. This is Radio Entrepreneurs. My name is Jeffrey Davis. I am the host of the show, also chairman of the board of Mage LLC. And if you haven't noticed, all week long, we're airing from the offices of O'Brien and Levine Court Reporting Solutions. They are our host, and they're our host for our show, On the Record. And if we're on the record, we're meeting attorneys. And that means my co-host is Mark Z from Mark Z Legal Staffing. Hi, Mark.
Jeff, great to be with you. Great to talk to talented legal professionals. And we have another one that I'm dying to hear what she has to say this morning.
Well, that's my job. I'll introduce her, and let's hope I get it right. Lisa Popatic of Seclor.
That's right. I'm glad to be here.
Well, glad to have you. Lisa, nice to have you here. I had a nice talk before about acupuncture, but now we want to know about Seclor and what you do there.
Sure. So Seclor is a data security software company. We're based in Palo Alto, California, and we add access rights to documents so that they can be shared outside of the network. And we also add a audit trail log so you can know who touched it, when, and where.
Interesting. That skill set is really important because of all the confidentiality involved today and all the data breaches, which is become huge over the last few years.
It has.
You have an incredible background because prior to getting involved in this industry, you were in litigation for a long time doing e-discovery. In fact, we talked about before there was even any e-discovery, there was just general litigation, and you were on top of that. How did you transition to get into this important area today in terms of security to deal with these breach preventions?
So sure. I started my career at Goodwin Procter and then went to Foley Hoag and worked in litigation for 25 years.
Excellent.
The fall of 2014, I saw a need and I worked with Sedona Working Group 11, which is data privacy and security. And I sat in a small conference room similar to this one with lawyers and judges and IT folks, and they were earnestly scared about their documents. The Home Depot breach had just happened, Target breach had just happened, and they were scared it was going to happen to them. So after that was the fall, the winter of 2014, I left Foley Hoag looking for software that worked, that could secure documentation so that companies could collaborate safely.
That was really cutting edge then, correct?
Absolutely.
And what's interesting, you're only talking about a couple of years ago. In fact, you joined this company just about maybe a year and a half ago, right?
I did. So I took to social media and I used my LinkedIn account wisely. And I posted things about data security that I was reading and how different companies were being breached. And funny story, I was approached by Seclor to develop their legal vertical.
Interesting.
It is.
No, I mean, who better to talk about a legal vertical? Yourself, you work for two of the major firms in Boston and national firms, and then obviously steps to prevent litigation.
Yes. That,
because of your litigation
She's
background.
Like a Mark Z cubed.
Mark Z on steroids.
Right. Well, Mark Z being an attorney who does legal placement all over New England.
Right.
But you didn't work for those law firms.
No, I did not.
No.
I mean, Lisa's got impressive.
I got great training.
Right.
Great training.
I don't think, you know, too many times today, I think millennials underestimate the importance of what I would call hardcore training early in your career. I worked for some very difficult leading organizations of the world earlier in my career, difficult in their inability to compromise on the delivery of quality service. And as much as I hated it, it set a standard for me that I think stays with me to this day. You know, you want to work for people during those formative years who teach you to be uncompromising in your work. Wouldn't you agree with that?
I agree completely. Absolutely. I started at Boston College, political science. And during that program, I was afforded a great benefit to work at the State House with a freshman rep, Susan Tracy. And she wrote, and I did background case studies in the library there on sexual harassment in the workplace. And so that was in 1991.
Interesting.
And now every company has a sexual harassment in the workplace bill or program. So I feel like I have been cutting edge since even college. And then I was afforded the job in at Good & Proctor based on the research I had done.
Interesting. So. No, I mean, the skill set, I think your audience is a much broader audience than, I mean, when you're at Good & Proctor, when you're at Foley Hoag, your clients are some of the biggest companies and industries. And so for you now to be able to be on the other side to prevent not only breaches, but to avoid the litigation that comes with it.
Absolutely. We're also mitigating the risk for companies so they can actually get a discount on their cybersecurity insurance now. So if you have our software implemented into your networks, the insurance companies will actually appreciate that and lower your premiums.
Interesting.
Wow. A win-win.
Yeah, Massachusetts today has, as you, I'm sure you know that, Massachusetts Identity Act. And
yes.
So not only do you have to have a whole program for that, but obviously you have to deal with prevention of data breaches.
And absolutely.
With any size company.
Big adjustment moving from a law firm to a corporate environment?
It was. It was. I had always worked at big law. Uh-huh. And now I work for a smaller company, obviously. We're about 250 people worldwide. And I generally work from home.
Interesting.
Wow.
Something a lot of people
using technology, using Citrix GoToMeeting, I can have meetings with law firms around the country, around the world.
So what is your space? Is it law firms not just around the Boston market, but all over New England and nationally too?
I do. I have global law firms.
Interesting.
And so with the change in the EU and US data privacy shield law that was just signed August 1st, I have had great leverage in Brexit, which is the UK, as well as in the EU member countries, because now they're using our technology to use geofencing, which basically means that you can lock down that document to a country.
You built a wall.
Wow.
We built a wall. We did build a wall. So one of our clients one of our clients is using us for financial services, and with offshore monies, you cannot access or look at your company financials outside of that island. And so with the geofencing, as soon as you go outside the country borders, the access rights to that document go black. So you can't see it.
Interesting.
It is. It's great technology. It's robust.
Now, does your technology apply, or could it be used by all different types of companies? Because obviously, financial services, even myself, we're in the legal staffing business. It sounds like that would be great technology
too.
For us. Absolutely.
You need a wall.
Absolutely.
Yes.
You know, anybody who knows Mark wants a wall around them.
That's true. Or an island.
Yes. So anyone who has HR, personally identifiable information, PII data, could use our software, needs our software.
Now, is it easy to use? I mean,
it is. It's simple.
Okay.
That's the other part about Mark Z. You've got to do the work on your end.
Correct.
He's got a lot of skills. He's not technologically. See, we're right. Doing a sale right here for you.
Correct.
I know.
Mark Z is, as you notice, I talked about myself in the third person. I'm like a lot of other entrepreneurs that are a little bit more technology challenged. And when all of a sudden you have to have technology to avoid issues, especially using personal identification information. So it sounds like you have a system that's really, again, cutting edge.
We do, and where companies that are U.S.-based have foreign affiliates in the EU, now because of the data privacy shield, they can no longer access their own HR employee information from U.S. soil.
Interesting.
So you have to have a person in the HR department in that foreign affiliate with the geofencing so you won't be able to access it. And with the audit trail logs that we offer, we have an underlying database that tracks that file. You can actually use those audit logs to prove and self-certify that you haven't touched those documents outside of German or French airspace.
Interesting.
Wow. Very interesting. Sounds like a great product. And Lisa, if somebody else wants to check into it, and I can't see why every law firm it wouldn't be interested in this, how would they find you?
Sure. So we have a webpage, of course, and it's www.seclure.com. And we have all kinds of white papers on how other verticals are using us, pharmaceuticals, to secure clinical trials with outside labs, manufacturing. You need to secure that one recipe, your secret sauce, so to speak. You can lock it down and you can just say these three people will have access to it. Great. Really anywhere.
Great. I want to thank you for being on the show today. Very exciting. Maybe
thank
you'll come
you.
Back again one day and tell us more about the technology and how
sure.
it's being utilized.
I'd love to.
My name is Jeffrey Davis. I'm here with Mark Z from Mark Z Legal Staffing. I think we got you a sale. So you can tell the firm, you know, you can get a quote out to Mark this week.
Okay. I will. Right after.
That's good. We'll get the Radio Entrepreneur Special, we hope.
Of course.
Good. Because we've got to get him the deal. And I want to thank our friends for making that that little arrangement and introducing Lisa to Mark. Our friends at O'Brien Levine, who are hosting us all week long, O'Brien and Levine Court Reporting Solutions. And this has been On the Record. We're going to take a break. We'll be right back after these messages.